RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says political ethics important for younger generation. Indonesian Institute of Science Lipi launched Indonesian Coral Reef Health Index. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that seniors of Association of Retired Army Personnel, Communication Forum of Children or the Military and Police Force, and Sulu Nuswantara Bhakti Foundation should inculcate ethical political values in the youth. The president stated during his speech while opening the 2017 National Symposium for Culture in Jakarta on Monday that there is a need to educate the younger generation on ethics of politics, right ways of speaking, how to praise seniority, and ways to maintain the values of politeness. The statement was made by the president as he believes that several political elites have not handed down the sun of political knowledge to the public, especially younger generation. The president further noted that the public, especially children, should be made aware of the polite ways of conducting politics so that their nationalism towards Indonesia would not fade as they grow older. To this end, President Joko Widodo said his government has won a Prince Award Union for Pancasila ideology development and issued Presidential Decree No. 87/2017 on education to strengthen the character of a younger generation. President Joko Widodo remarked that Indonesian nationalist values, including politeness and modesty, are all part of the ideology of Pancasila and should be conveyed on an ongoing basis to the children. It is all about maintaining harmony, celebration, and tolerance. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI launched Indonesian Coral Reef Health Index at the Oceanography Research Center of LIPI in Ancol, North Jakarta on Monday. The index was developed based on data from the observation of coral reef in Indonesian waters during 2014 until 2016, while Coral Reef Rehabilitation and Management Program and Coral Triangle Initiative was started. It was stated by Head of Oceanography Research Center of LIPI, Dir Hamza, at the launching program of Indonesian Coral Reef Health Index at LIPI Building in Ancol, North Jakarta on Monday. Based on data collected from the 32 cities from the western to eastern areas of Indonesia, each city has separate coral observation stations, so that overall there are 366 stations. The coral reef index is started from level 1 bad until level 10 as the best. Generally, the index value of coral reef in Indonesia is 3, 5, and 6. However, there are 5 stations which have value index 10 or the best, and 14th station are bad.
Penyusunan indeks kesehatan terumbu karang ini merupakan satu capaian dari
The formation of coral reef health index is the achievement from Oceanography Research Center of LIPI. It was said based on fact collected by researchers of Oceanography Research Center 10 years ago. It is an achievement that must be respected and be proud. The Oceanographic Research Center has periodically and intensively focused on coastal lands, and we hope the analysis which was implemented by Oceanographic Research Center resulted in some achievement needed by Indonesian government. Meanwhile, Chief Executive LIPI Bambang Subianto explained that Indonesian Coral Reef Health Index is beneficial for the coral reef management and related ecosystems. He said the index can make sure whether the Indonesian coral reef ecosystem is healthy or not. He further said there are only several countries in the world which have coral reef health index, including Indonesia. Bank Indonesian BI is studying the impact of digitalization on economy and simplification of language of economic policy for all elements of society. Assistant Governor Bank Indonesia Diah Nastiti said in Jakarta on Monday that the study is necessary as 65% of Indonesian population grew up in the digital age. People who grew up in the digital age do not read newspaper and watch television. Nastiti remarked that it is a challenge to simplify the language of economic policy. The various policies should be understood and implemented in all ages, because now people use the internet for about 3 hours, 44 minutes per day. These opportunities should be fully utilized to compare various policies issued by stakeholders, including Bank Indonesia. Meanwhile, Chairman of Training Provider for Regional Journalists at Bank Indonesia, Agusman, remarked that effective and efficient communication would enable the industry, business actors, and communities to understand the policy. One of the efforts is the implementation of the training of regional journalists in 2017 under the theme of regional inflation control to realize the welfare of society. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto said that operation to free 344 civilians held hosted in Mimika, Papua will continue. He said that the mission is not yet accomplished despite the release of civilians recently. He said on Monday after attending a meeting on security situations in Papua, which Indonesia need to take further measures that have to be coordinated well among police officers, the TNI, the local government, as well relevant agencies. He said that the government may send more security forces to the region depending on the armed group's strength. Wiranto added that Indonesia has to crack down on the rebels and resolve the issue. If they are trying to launch separatist movements, people cannot let them live in Indonesia because Indonesia is fully independent already. In the past 2 weeks, two villagers near Freeport Indonesian mining site in Papua had been ridden by incomplete armed groups, allegedly took around 1,300 village held hostage. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Each year, starting with the International for Elimination of Violence Against Women on November 25th, the world celebrates 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which end on December 10th with International Human Rights Day. The annual global campaign was first held in 1991. Screening will also be held in some big cities such as Jambi, Bandung, Yogyakarta, Denpasar, Makassar, and Keron or Papua. Film director Nia Dinata, who initiated the festival with activist Lina Surlia, said at the recent press conference at Art Society in Jakarta that campaigning against gender-based violence because it's always relevant. Nia Dinata said that she uses film as a tool to advocate for what is right. She is interested in everything related to film, especially when people use it as a means to inspire, to empower people who had been oppressed or assaulted. As the government has yet to ratify the Elimination of Sexual Violence Bill, this kind of activism is expected to accelerate the process. 32 local feature and short films resulting around social issues will be screened throughout the festival. Infrastructure development being conducted by the government is aimed at uniting Indonesia and realizing equitable growth across Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo noted on Monday in Jakarta that several people assume that infrastructure development relates only to the economy, mobility, and logistics, which is true. The construction and revitalization of several ports and airports in remote areas are aimed at uniting people residing in 17,000 islands spread across Indonesia. He added that transportation infrastructure constructed in Indonesia can connect people in the western areas of Indonesia, including Aceh, with those residing in eastern part of the country, such as Wamena or Papua. Transportation facilities, including small airfields and ports, are being developed to boost the mobility of local people residing on remote islands. Presiden Joko Widodo also reiterated that construction of Trans-Papua Highway aims to boost the economic development in Papua in a spawn of equitable development for all Indonesians. The infrastructure development must be carried out in all areas across Indonesia to support the local economic development. Additionally, the President also said that the keys to achieving development in Indonesia are sound work ethics, increased productivity, and discipline. The last item, Executive Director of the Council of Palm Oil Producing Countries, CPOPC, Mahendra Siregar, emphasized Indonesian commitment to employ best practices in palm oil production and said the demand for products will continue to increase. Mahendra told reporters on Monday during the opening of the 2017 Oil Palm Course at Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta. He said that the palm oil is a necessity and part of the road to prosperity for Indonesian people. In addition, the Council will continue to see an increase for palm oil products that will not decrease. He added that investing in sustainable palm oil production is part of a larger strategy to curb deforestation, which he said will definitely increase if Indonesia were to switch to its palm oil production to a different commodity. Last year, Indonesia produced more than 35 million tons of palm oil, 25 million tons of which were exported worldwide. The export value of Indonesian palm oil is around $17 billion, making up more than 12% of the total export in the country. He said Indonesia must continue to improve through a science-based approach to do the best of the ability, but also the best in international context as well. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of Commentary today is Another Essence of General Elections. Nothing differs from every activity of the general election, or the biggest event in Indonesia, even it also has a casual impression. Because usually many people emerge, some of whom are ultimately categorized as an opposite groups, namely the non-voted ones, or called as Golput. Some people view that their non-participation in the general election may be a form of despair or disappointment because there is no jargon of their best choice. Perhaps from the planning to the main activity and post-event, this activity does not change a lot. Previously, the voting was through the booth and each voter was given a picture paper of people who became the candidates by pinning with a tool such as nails. In addition, the voting system was done by ticking or called chontren, with the stationery such as pens or pencils. So what is the next innovation to be offered by the election organizers? All of them have the sense of the public involvement to participate in determining the continuation of nationality and statehood in this country. But if the system is studied and examined, there is actually another essence that is more valuable and higher than the election of the head of state. There must be the assistance of spiritual bond, the sense of responsibility towards the sustainability of this country that unites this nation in the corridor of unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. The corridor is not only a jargon, but being united Indonesia is absolute, and it cannot be bargained for this nation. Therefore, the implementation of the biggest event that costs a lot should not be damaged by some people or groups just for temporary pleasure. Even they want to earn a lot of money to make themselves, certain groups or other parties, be richer and richer. The Commissioner of the General Election of Republic of Indonesia, Firian Aziz, views that the election is a place to strengthen unity within the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia by accepting any final election result without wading in the gap. The general elections are not merely ceremonial events, but they are national development programs that involve all elements of society. As a result, the outcome of the election will bring about key leaders who are needed by most Indonesian people and the nation. Even President Joko Widodo views that he wants the atmosphere of the general election to remain conducive during election events. The election of regional heads, legislative election and presidential election will take place across Indonesia the next 2 years. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. Let's start with November 21, 1974, bomb blast at two big pubs in Birmingham, England. The Birmingham pub bombings, also known as the Birmingham bombings, occurred on November 21, 1974, when bombs exploded in two public houses in central Birmingham, England. The explosions killed 21 people and injured 182 others. The Provisional Irish Republican Army has never officially admitted responsibility for the Birmingham pub bombings, but a former senior officer of the organization confessed to their involvement in 2014 with an admission the Birmingham pub bombings went against everything we or the Provisional Irish Republican Army claimed to stand for. One of the alleged perpetrators of the bombings, Michael Hayes, claimed in 2017 that the intention of the bombings had not been to harm civilians and that their deaths were caused by an unintentional delay in giving a telephone warning. Six Irishmen were arrested within hours of the blast and in 1974 sentenced to life in prison for the bombings. The men maintained their innocence and insisted police into signing false confessions through severe physical and psychological abuse. After 16 years in prison and a lengthy campaign, their convictions were declared unsafe and unsatisfactory and quashed by the Court of Appeal in 1991. The episode is seen as one of the worst miscarriages of justice in British legal history. Over now to November 21, 1996, the first World Television Day. The World Television Day is celebrated every November 21st in many countries around the world. The UN General Assembly declared November 21 as the World Television Day to commemorate the first World Television Forum held on that date in 1996. The goal is set on November 21 as the Worldwide Television Day is to renew the government's commitment and other organizations for the development of electronic media. The last in Today in History is from November 21, 1997. The World Fisheries Day is set. At a meeting in New Delhi, India on November 21, 1997, a World Fishing and Fishing Forum was formed. The meeting participants agreed to make that date a Worldwide Fishery Day commemoration date. Since then, small and medium-sized fishermen are gathering annually in various places around the world to commemorate the World Fishery Day and highlight the urgent need to protect fishery resources and gain access to them. That was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is Indonesian small and medium industry, IGM, thanks to be a leading market in the wood and rattan export. Indonesian small and medium industry, IKM, has the potential to become a leading market in wood and rattan export. But the problem is how the IKM is able to attract global buyers. That means that the penetration of global and domestic market must be implemented in an integrated and sustainable way, both through offline and online. This was stated by Director General of Small and Medium Industry of the Minister of Industry, Gati Wibawaningsih, after the launch of OMA Furniture and Handicraft of Solo Raya Furniture and Handicraft Industry, KIMKAS, in Solo on last Monday. To improve the online promotion, industry has launched eSmart IKM program, on which the consumers can access through marketplaces or online stores. As quoted from Kompas.com, Gati said that in addition to promotions, this program can increase the capacity of domestic small and medium enterprises in the field of e-commerce. Even until September this year, more than 1,600 small and medium enterprises across from various regions participated in the IKM eSmart workshop. As online marketing improves, offline marketing should not be underestimated, since either online or offline marketing is still equally strong. Gati also explained that one of the advantages of offline marketing that cannot be replaced with the online system is that the buyer can see firsthand the type and quality of the product. Buyers can meet directly with the IKM actors so that negotiation process is easier for buyers and small medium enterprises compared to online marketing. In addition, Gati also explained that Solo is a center of furniture and handicrafts. Based on data from the Ministry of Industry, there are more than 150 licensed IKM furniture actors. IKM products that already exist are produced not only for domestic market but also export markets. On the other hand, according to Gati, the Minister of Industry targets export value of Indonesian furniture and handicrafts for the year 2018 to rise $2 billion from this year's target $1.04 billion. One approach to support the increase of furniture and handicraft export is to conduct promotion and to provide direct assistance in the form of machines. In addition, furniture craftsmen must be able to create innovation so that the result can compete with products from other countries. Until now, Indonesia's largest furniture and handicraft export market has been United States. Meanwhile, Chairman of Indonesian Furniture and Handicraft Industry Association for Solo Raya, Adi Dharma Santoso, said that the company is targeting new markets to increase the export of furniture and handicrafts in Africa and South America. He also said that the export of furniture and handicrafts from Solo Raya to America is almost 50% and the rest to Europe, Asia, and Australia. Well, listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that seniors of the Association of Retired Army Personnel, Communication Forum of Children at the Military and Police Force, and Sulu Nuswantara Bhakti Foundation should inculcate ethical political values in the youth. Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, launched Indonesian Coral Health Index at Oceanary Research Center of LIPI in Aceh, North Jakarta on Monday. Bank Indonesia and BI studying the impact of digitalization on economy and simplification of the language of economic policy for elements of society. Assistant Governor Bank Indonesia Diah Nastini said in Jakarta on Monday that the study is necessary as 65% of Indonesian population grew up in a digital age. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto said that the operation to free 344 civilians held hostage in Mimika, Papua will continue. Each year, starting with the International for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on November 25, the world celebrates 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which ends on December 10 with the International Human Rights Day. Infrastructure development being conducted by the government is aimed at uniting Indonesia and realizing equitable growth across the country. President Joko Widodo noted on Monday in Jakarta that several people assumed that infrastructure development relates only to the economy, mobility and logistics, which is true. The construction and revitalization of several ports and airports in remote areas are aimed at uniting people residing in 17,000 islands spread across Indonesia. Executive Director of the Council of Palm Oil Producing Countries, CPOPC Mahendra Sregar, emphasized Indonesia's commitment to employ best practices in palm oil production and said that demand for the products will continue to increase. That's News in Brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Rarobang Coffee from Ambon. Stay tuned. Visiting Ambon in the province of Maluku, you will be treated to a lot of beautiful beaches. To not just traveling to the beaches, we also suggest you to enjoy a variety of unique culinaries. There are various fried or grilled seafood, even processed with various herbs. In addition to seafood, Maluku forest guarantees the supply of plant foods like sago, tubers, and walnuts. The sago foods, tubers, and walnuts become basic material of Ambon typical foods. In addition to culinary, you are also suggested to enjoy a typical drink of Ambon. For those who are coffee lovers, you can try Rarobang coffee. The coffee looks like a milk coffee sprinkled with walnuts. Actually, Rarobang coffee is a modification of Robusta coffee, which is formulated with white ginger, honey, and walnuts, so the taste and texture are different. Rarobang coffee has a distinctive aroma, a blend of coffee and ginger. The ginger coffee tastes sweet and warm, while the crunchy walnuts adding the taste of Ambon typical Rarobang coffee. The sweet taste is also derived from liquid honey. Of course, it is different from the sweet taste of sugar. Almost all types of Ambon foods and drinks are completed with walnuts. Listener, to enjoy Rarobang coffee, you can visit the row of coffee cafes at Jalan Said Perintah Ambon. You can enjoy the coffee with only 19,000 rupiah at Sibu Sibu Cafe. The coffee shop is also a must visit because supposedly you have not been to Maluku if you do not stop over at Sibu Sibu. Sibu Sibu in Maluku means the breeze. And in the Ambonese Malay language, it is called Heilbuang Lansik, which means the perfect place to relax. Sibu Sibu Cafe is open from morning until 9 p.m. East Indonesia Standard Time. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Rarobang Coffee from Ambon, Maluku Province. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Restaurant Indonesia, or in English, Indonesian Restaurant. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Restoran. Restoran. In English, restaurant. Makan siang. Makan siang. Lunch. Dekat. Dekat. Nearby. Kantor. Kantor. Office. Kesana. Kesana. There. Bermacam-macam. Bermacam-macam, various. Masakan, masakan, cuisine. Memesan, memesan, to order. Semangkuk, semangkuk, a bowl. Soto ayam, soto ayam, Indonesian chicken soup. Nasi putih, white rice. Sate kambing, goat sate. Kerupuk udang, kerupuk udang, shrimp crackers. Pedas, pedas, spicy hot. Juice, juice. Alpukat, alpukat, avocado. Memanggil, memanggil, to call. Pelayan, pelayan, waiter. Next is a conversation on Restaurant Indonesia, or in English, Indonesian Restaurant. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Budi and Bill at the office. Bill, siang ini kamu mau makan apa? Bill, siang ini kamu mau makan apa? In English, Bill, what do you want for lunch? Apakah di dekat kantor ada Restoran Indonesia? Apakah di dekat kantor ada restoran Indonesia? Is there an Indonesian restaurant nearby? Ada. Mari kita ke sana. Ada. Mari kita ke sana. Yes. Let's go there. Di restoran itu ada bermacam-macam masakan Indonesia. Di restoran itu ada bermacam-macam masakan Indonesia. In that restaurant, there are various Indonesian cuisines. At the restaurant. Saya ingin pesan semangkok soto ayam dan nasi putih. Saya ingin pesan semangkok soto ayam dan nasi putih. In English, I'd like to order a bowl of chicken soto or soup and white rice. Kamu mau pesan apa lagi? Kamu mau pesan apa lagi? What else do you want to order? Saya mau sate kambing dan kerupuk udang. Saya mau sate kambing dan kerupuk udang. I'd like some good satay and shrimp crackers. Apakah kamu suka pedas? Apakah kamu suka pedas? Do you like hot spicy food? Ya, saya suka pedas. Ya, saya suka pedas. Yes, I love hot spicy food. Saya juga mau jus alpukat. Saya juga mau jus alpukat. I also want some avocado juice. Baiklah, tunggu sebentar. Baiklah, tunggu sebentar. Okay, wait a moment. Saya akan panggil pelayan. Saya akan panggil pelayan. I'll call the waiter. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present dangdut songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Rembulan Malam by Evi Tamala. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Listener, you have just listened to Adang singer Evie Tamala in her song entitled Rembulan Malam. This song, which was composed by Aziz Talib, tells the story of someone's longing to the beloved girlfriend. Unfortunately, the hope has broken. With a lyric of broken heart, the music of the song is so sad. The arrangement of music using classical dangdut music. The song Rembulan Malam was released in the selection album of Rembulan Malam in 1994. Compared to the previous Evie Tamala album, the album is very successful in the music industry. It was sold out more than 2 million copies. Rembulan Malam selection album also received award from HDX Award in 1994 and 1995 for the most selling category. The success of Rembulan Malam album in 1994 made Evie seem to change her direction, because since the booming of Rembulan Malam album, Evie's vocal character more suitable for romantic and melancholic songs with various touch and notation. Until nowadays, the character is identical to Evie Tamala. Before returning to explore other songs, let's listen to the next song by Evie Tamala entitled Lilin Lilin Putih. Happy listening. You've just listened to a song from the selection album Rembulan Malam entitled Lilin-Lilin Putih. The singer who was born in Tasikmalaya started her career in dangdut music world in the 1980s. She released her first album entitled Sesuap Nasi in 1987. Unfortunately, the album has not managed to boost her popularity. Then she released the second album in 1988, has not managed to leave her name in line with other female dangdut singers. 1 year later, in 1989, Effie made her third album, Dr. Cinta. Effie was then actively released albums. In 1994, her album selection, Rembulan Malam, sold out in the market. This album is very successful compared to the previous albums. Composed by herself, this song tells about someone's loneliness and emptiness. She hoped with the song Lilin Lilin Putih, it can give the light and tranquility. The music itself has a slow tempo with a classic dangdut music arrangement. Well, listener, to conclude the segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Rumah Bambu and Gadis Miskin by Evie Tamala. Happy listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.